Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the real profit on a 10,000 unit mailer. It costs like $5,000 to do a mailer, a 10,000 unit mailer, which is a huge one, by the way. If you're brand new, you never want to do one that big. But here's a hint on the answer. You make more than $5,000.
One deal could do it. Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online, landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Charlie wrote, so I was opening my Pat Live account after deciding I don't like talking on the phone, and it's holding my business back. And I saw one of the things that they specialize in is real estate sales. They're currently answering my phone for mailers, but I didn't even know that they would do sales. My first instinct is to just use them on cheap property where I find myself repeating everything that's already in the ad when a potential buyer calls. Is anybody using them for sales? How is their salesmanship? I mean, if they sell one property a year, it pays for itself. I think I have to do it. I've honestly not used them for sales.
So, I mean, you're an expert at this stuff, Jill. You mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Uh-huh.
Like interview style?
Uh-huh.
There's something bigger and deeper going on here. And I'm certainly not picking on this person at all. We all have stuff that we love to do, and we all have stuff that's not our favorite task to do in these real estate deals. Mm-hmm. So this person is very stating something that has fascinated me since the beginning of my career in real estate. You post a perfect posting. You buy a piece of property for $10,000. You post it for $25,000. Mm-hmm. You have a perfect posting. Mm-hmm. It gives all the information you could ever want, utilities, all of it. Yet to this day, buyers call and say, "Hey, where are the utilities on this?" Like, what's the psychology behind the same questions over and over and over again from these buyers?
Well, first, I would argue I want to make sure if you get this, there's a chance that you miss something now and then. There's a chance that you forgot to put the taxes in. So I would pay attention to that. If I get the same question, like, "Oops, I forgot to add that," because that can easily happen. Then otherwise, you're just people that are not real buyers. There's tire kickers out there and everything.
That's what I think.
I'm sure every person, you know, I don't care what kind of product you sell, there's a percentage of people that don't bother looking at, you know, the description, and they go, "Is it really baby blue? Sure it's not navy blue? How blue is the baby blue?" You know what I mean? Who knows? There's something of that nature. But other than that, you know, if you do a really good posting and you spell it out correctly, you know, hopefully the right, and you're getting in front of the right people too, by the way. This is not, you know, just you're marketing to the right community. You're hopefully getting the right calls, and it's just kind of a, "Hey, I'm about to drive out there. Just want to make sure your website's up to date and it's available." Yep. Or, "Hey, I'm going to buy this. I need to wire some money over tomorrow. How can I lock it in right now?" kind of thing.
If you do everything right in the acquisition and in the presentation of the property on online, that property should sell it in 1 or 2 weeks or less. The problems come, and all these questions that are related to sales like this come when property doesn't sell as fast as you think it should, or you're overpricing it, or a combination of those things. So, you know, I've long said there's two reasons that piece of property doesn't sell quickly. Number one, you paid too much for it, and you're trying to sell it for too much. Or number two, it's not reaching the right people. So sales, and you shouldn't be getting that much phone calls. You should, somebody,
that's
should
what
be,
I would argue.
Somebody should be calling you and saying, "Boy, I did all the research. You know, if I have any questions at all, I said, why is it so cheap?" And the answer is, "Because I'm in this business," and that's...
Congratulations, yeah. Don't tell anybody. That's what I tell them. Good for you. I can mark it up if you want me to. No. Okay. If it make you feel better, I'll charge a little more. But, this I think is where we're going to end. I want to end with this is if you wrote a great posting, it sold them right then. That's, I think, the point that we're trying to make here. So, and I would not personally write a crappy posting and expect Pat Live or anybody else to sell it. I want the people to already fall in love with it, with the photos and the video and the dreamy description and how well I conveyed it online. So there's no selling, you know?
If you get excited about it during your acquisition process, like Jill talked about yesterday, where maybe the purchase agreement comes back signed, or the seller says, okay, I will sell it for X, and you're staring at it on NeighborScoop or Parcel Factor, wherever you're looking these properties up, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a fantastic deal. That's exactly what's going to happen when you go to sell the property. Exactly. So we talked about this on a Thursday call this week. There is no reason in this economic environment, which is a real good one for us, by the way, that you should be buying marginal property. You should be, every deal that you do right, you should send out so much mail that every single, this taps into the topic today, every single deal that you're doing is like, I can't believe I just bought this property.
And it's very easy to do.
Right. So sales, I don't think you needed to use Pat Live for sales at all. For acquisitions, I get it. But they're not, acquisitions is just, on acquisitions, Pat Live is collecting information and thanking everybody.
Well, and you know why? Because here's the reality too. What is Pat Live doing on the sales end? They're looking it up on your website and just reading off the information.
Yeah, they can't
That's
sell.
All they're doing.
They're not, they can't sell anything.
So, yeah. Cool.
Those people chose that job because they want to work in a call center. Think about that for a second.
True. They don't know about the property. They don't know the area.
Who wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to work in a call center?
It's a job. People have enjoyed that job.
They're not listening to the show, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I know. Listen. All right, let's not pick on that, please.
Today's topic, the real profit on a 10,000 unit mailer. This is why you're listening. Let's do some math real fast. 10,000 unit mailer costs about $5,000. How did I come up with that? You got to buy the data, and you need to send it in the mail. So it's between 50 and 60 cents per unit to get it in the mail.
So that's data included, everyone. That's what we provide to the planet. Yeah.
Jill and I are the
FYI.
Data
provider.
Yeah, I always forget to mention this.
Yeah, tip.
We're the data providers, and we are the
mail.
The mail. The
so offers, think about this. For 60 cents, you could get all the ownership records. I've got to hit this home, please, because I really need to get this out there and then get it in the mail. Nowhere can you do that. Think about it. I know people out there are spending more than a dollar to get stuff in the mail, and it breaks my heart.
Me too.
They're not even getting the data for that.
Right.
So okay, now I'm done. I just had to get that out there.
Well, Jill and I have spent years setting up a system for people at Landacat. You know, we don't talk about the stuff, and I'm not selling anybody anything. I'm just informing you. We've spent years putting the right people in place at Offers to Owners, and data compiling and mail merge. There's a lot of stuff. Jill and I tend to skip along the top on this show, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and she's mm-hmm. right. It's actually truly amazing to think about getting an offer in the mail for less than 60 cents or about 60 cents. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes back, logging on to Parcel Factor, NeighborScoop, which are our companies also,
yeah.
which you get with the subscription, and making a decision.
It's member pricing. Okay. There's different pricing levels, but yeah.
That's how much I know.
It's okay.
and
I'll help you.
Immediately pulling it up on your screen and saying, yeah, I do want to buy the property. Like, that's come so far along from when I started this in the 90s that I can't describe it. Mm-hmm. So it's really a big deal. Anyway, so it costs $5,000 or $6,000 to get a 10,000 unit mailer in the mail. Historically, it depends on what you're shooting for, between 300 and 3,000 offers. For every 300 to 3,000 mailers you send out, you're going to get a signed offer. If you properly add zeros, like we've been talking about for the last year or so, you're going to buy a piece of property for $20,000 to $30,000 and probably sell it between 50 and 60. So let's just say you make 20 grand, mm-hmm. like after the way better end of the deal. You know, I mean, that's after potentially hiring a real estate agent on the sell side and all kinds of other stuff. So you spent $6,000 to do three $20,000 net margin deals.
I'm good with that.
That's a very, 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 I don't know what I'm doing, realistic number. For us, a 10,000 unit mailer will probably do at least 10 deals. Mm-hmm. Probably more, but let's
just
say
10. Think.
So we spent $6,000 to make about $200,000. And that's a regular month for us.
I'm good with that.
So you know, I wanted to put this in here because people ask me this stuff all the time. Some of the other things that they ask me are things like, well, you guys have the show. I don't have a show. That's the difference between you and me. My mailers, my numbers aren't going to be like that. The show has nothing, nothing to do with us buying the actual sales of real estate.
True.
And our margin yield.
True.
Oh, yeah. Steve, but you guys have all this experience. There's no way you're going to make a mistake pricing. I make mistakes pricing mailers every single month.
I like this game. Let me take some other things. Like, this is funny. Oh, I'm going to make mistakes.
What do you? You know, do you make mistakes? Have any.
Or how about I can scrape up the money to send out the mailers, but man, I can't afford to buy all this stuff. What do? You have all the money, so you can make that happen too.
Well, we use Land Tank just like you do.
Or Land Academy deal funding.
Yeah. There are people in our group that are just dying to give us money, and not just us, everybody in the group.
Yeah.
You know, no good deal should ever go to waste because of money.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, the numbers work, they're real. Just go on Land Investors and check it out. If you don't believe us, then cool. There's a job in a call center for you.
You're such a stinker. What a stinker. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called, Do Sellers Really Know the Value of Their Land? You are not alone in your real estate ambition. There are some places on this planet, or in this country, I should say, where people adore their real estate. They know everything about it, and they treat it like their children. The vast majority of other places, they just don't care. They have other stuff to do in their life. They're not obsessed with their land or their house or the value of it. Maybe they'll do two or three or four real estate deals in their entire life, and it doesn't lead them around like with a ring in their nose. They don't let around by the real estate situation. So California is one of those places, and we'll get into it tomorrow on the show in a lot of detail. But and I believe truly it's well-founded in California because property values just continually go up constantly. And so a lot of people have had extremely positive financial experiences, so they choose to concentrate on it versus someplace like, I don't know, West Virginia, where it's very common to buy a house for $80,000 and 20 years later sell it for 90 or 70.
Thank you. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.